I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Romans 13:7 reads this, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." I encourage you to study not just Romans 13, but its context. When you do, I think you'll understand many of the things you've been taught just aren't accurate. Besides Romans 13:7, this includes Romans 13:1, which asserts, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers." You were probably taught that all that means is that citizens need to be subject to the civil government. But it means that the civil government also is subject to God, just as citizens are. In regards to Romans 13:7, there is a qualifier regarding taxes or tribute. Preachers don't like addressing taxes, though, because they think that the civil government domain, in light of a misunderstanding of Romans 13:1, is under Satan and not God. Moreover, preachers don't like addressing taxes for fear that they could irritate a congregant, which could ultimately affect the preacher's pay. But what if we are taxed at 100%? This is perfectly constitutional, as the Supreme Court of the United States has interpreted the 16th Amendment as allowing such a thing. So if you were taxed at 100% and therefore you had to pay it, based on your misunderstanding of Romans 13:7 and Romans 13:1, how would you pay your preacher? You can probably tell that I disagree with the typical lazy understanding of Romans 13:7. We owe taxes if the tax is acceptable according to scriptural principles. Romans 13:7 includes a qualifier. Render tribute to whom tribute is due. This doesn't mean just because someone demands you pay something that you owe it. Preachers don't want to get political, even though politics are wholly within God's creation and His providence. But if they don't espouse all of Scripture, including how we should only pay tribute if it is owed, then someday preachers will be doing one of two things: seeking another profession or working for free. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.